I wonder if you are expecting to feel happy and joyful as we approach Christmas. Or maybe some of you, if you were to dare to say it, you'd say, no, I'm kind of expecting maybe that I'm going to be a bit sad. And some of you might say, well, you know, I don't know. I might feel somewhat numb at Christmas time. What about fear? Any of you think you might experience some fear at Christmas time? Fear is a prominent emotion in the events of the first Christmas. The shepherds out late at night, the sky is suddenly filled with angels. They're speaking in unison. They're announcing astounding things. And I assume that staying awake that late night shift probably wasn't a problem for them. And then there was a jealous, murderous king who is frantically trying to disrupt the events put in motion by the eternal ruler on high. And there were foreign travelers, there were wise men being played and manipulated by that evil king. Dreams and visions and lots of extraordinary things happening. And we're thinking today of young Mary and the fears that she may have faced. How would you feel? You were alone and suddenly something, someone is there in front of you speaking. Unknown, unexplainable things happening. There is the fear of being pregnant, to say nothing of the fear of the actual delivery of pushing out into the world a new and a very unique baby. Ever think that fear has a very real presence at Christmas time? So what might we be anxious about? What might we be fearing in these days heading toward Christmas? Well, some might be anxious about the schedule and about the busyness of it all. It can be exciting and it can be draining. Some might be concerned that family dynamics, you know, might get a bit strained and a bit drained. Or some might be concerned that because they wish there were some family dynamics. Concerned because they know it's going to be a lonely and a depressing time. Some might say, you know, I'm afraid that in all that's going on, somehow I might miss the real meaning of what this is all about. And how about this? How about a fear that maybe it might not all be so? How about a fear about doubts that you might have? And then the fear of what if it really is all true? What if really God has visited this planet, this world, our existence? Well, today we're going to consider and maybe even feel some of the fears associated with Christmas and with life. And we're going to consider that we can expect that God will take care of our fears. So we read in Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." And Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God, and you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." Verse 29 says, "Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be." You think maybe that's an understatement? You know, wondered what kind of greeting this might be? If it were me, I would have been freaked out. This was a shocking thing. Well, it does say that Mary was greatly
troubled. Don't you think that she was shocked and maybe left wondering if she could trust her own senses? What's going on here? What am I to do with all of this? What do we think? What do we do? What do we say in light of God's reality and God's presence? Do we just sing some nice, pretty seasonal songs and try to be nice and not naughty? Or do we somehow live differently in response to all of this? Live expectantly. And sometimes there's fear related to not understanding. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. And you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." Now Mary's fear must have subsided enough for her to hear what the angel was saying. And he said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." And then he went on and told about a conception and a birth involving her and about what this baby boy would be, that he would be great and that he would be an eternal ruler. And Mary doesn't understand. Not that she doesn't understand the words of the angel. She just doesn't understand how this could be. Sometimes it's a troubling thing and even a fearful thing not to understand. Do you think Mary might have been afraid and was afraid to be wondering and to be asking and questioning? Are there things possibly that you don't understand? Even things spoken of and taught in the church? Things that are important and things that are true, you suppose, but you just don't get it. You just don't understand it. You can't put it together. And might you be afraid to say it, to admit that you don't understand, and that it scares you to feel that way and possibly even to think about admitting it? Afraid maybe to ask, and fearful too that you really can't put it all together and you just can't figure it all out. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." She's alone with the angel and her fears and doubts with the angel and all that's swirling around in her. And she dares to say it truthfully. And at least for some of us, sometimes when we're alone, we have troubling and even fearful thoughts about life and God and stuff. Sometimes it doesn't feel safe, maybe especially among believers, to be open and honest about your doubts and your fears. It can be scary to admit that you have questions and that there are things that you just don't understand. If we're honest, if we're trying to wrestle with, to understand all of this, to somehow try to put it together and wrestle down the big questions, it can be a fearful thing. But God knows that we fear. And God addresses our fears. And God deals with our fears. Listen to what the angel says. Now, verses 28 through 33. "Do not be afraid, Mary." The angel is calling young Mary by her name. The angel said to her, "Mary, you are highly favored." And then, "You have found favor with God. Mary, the Lord is with you." God knows her name. God knows she's afraid. The voice of God, the presence of God, the favor of God, that will do a lot to counter fear. I think if there's one thing that you will remember from today's message, it's what I'm about to tell you now. Do you know what the most often repeated command in the Bible is?
The most often repeated command in the Bible is this: do not be afraid. It's almost 365 times in the Scripture. Do not be afraid. And I suppose that makes sense, that Almighty God would need to and would want to command that to us when we feeble, fearful, limited human beings are being confronted with and comforted by the Almighty. Listen, God is speaking. Many, many times in the Bible, God is speaking to His people, assuring them, assuring us of His presence. And you'll recall, just before He left for heaven, Jesus said to His followers, "I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." And then this quote from Ambrose Redmoon: "Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear." For Mary and for us, the voice of God and the precious and powerful presence of God are more important than our fears. And we find comfort and courage and hope and joy in God and who He is and what He's saying and what He's doing, and in the reality that He has come here and that He is with us. But we learn from young, fearful, trusting Mary. Hearing God's message, Mary chooses to believe, to be receptive and obedient. Now, she may still not understand it, but things are changing for Mary. Mary submits to the message, and Mary is filled with joy and with confidence, and her honest, youthful fears are melted away by the Word, by the promises, the presence, and the goodness of God. But let's consider this. Consider that our fears of the future and of the unknown and of things that we don't understand, those kinds of fears are lessened and even are turned into expectant confidence and joy as we spend time with others who have also been listening to God and who are being comforted and blessed by His presence and His promises and His power. And one thing that maybe we can and we need to remind one another of, and one thing that we can tell some others about, we can tell them about the wonderful, great command of God: do not be afraid. Let's remember that. And let's share the good news of Jesus with anxious, fearful, struggling people who need reason to hope.